This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The White House is hosting business leaders today to help sell President Joe Biden's climate-friendly transformation of the economy on the final day of the virtual climate summit. Bill Gates, Mike Bloomberg are expected to join executives for solar and other renewable energy programs. On Thursday, President Biden announced an ambitious commitment to cut U.S. carbon emissions by at least 50% by 2030. And the hope is that other countries will also go further before the November United Nations Climate Change Conference in Glasgow. An anti-Asian hate crime bill heads to the U.S. House of Representatives, where it is expected to pass. The Senate on Thursday overwhelmingly passed the new legislation aimed at bolstering efforts to combat rising anti-Asian hate crimes, including providing support for local law enforcement agencies to respond to anti-Asian hate violence. President Biden is expected to sign it into law when it reaches his office or his desk. A fire in a hospital treating COVID-19 patients in India killed at least 13 people today as the country struggles to cope with the world's biggest surge of daily coronavirus infections since the pandemic began last year. The South Asian nation's health ministry said Friday it counted a record-breaking 332,730 new infections over the past 24 hours, surpassing Thursday's record daily toll of 314,835 new infections. At least six hospitals in New Delhi, the capital, have run out of or on the verge of running out of oxygen for patients. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is